This week, President Bush asked Congress for an extra $46 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's on top of the annual war spending request that totals $150 billion. But Wisconsin Democratic Congressman David Obey holds the purse strings as chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and he's not buying. Congressman Obey refuses to take on the $196 billion until next year. He says he won't give the president more money without a change in war strategy. He has also proposed a war surtax, and he joins us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You say you have no intention of taking on the Iraq supplemental this year. Why not?
Well, the president took 5 months to get that supplemental down to us. He has had a concerted strategy of trying to conceal from the American people the full cost of this war year after year. What he is doing is trying to guarantee that we have as many troops in Iraq 6 months from now as we had 6 months ago. So that, to me, is not a change in policy. The American people asked for one in the last election, and the president has decided to stiff the American people and the Congress as well.
Well, if indeed the president heeds your warning, what would be a sufficient change in policy or strategy to warrant approval of more money?
All I'm asking is that the president agree that whatever money be appropriated would be appropriated within the context of a policy which says that it is our national goal to have our troops out of all combat situations by January of 2009. I think it's a tragedy that this war has screwed up one administration. I don't want to see it screw up a second administration.
What do you say to the argument that, we'll say in Democratic presidential debates, we've frequently heard from Senator Biden of Delaware, that if you come out against appropriating funds, ultimately you could be hurting U.S. troops. Whatever the policy is, you shouldn't in any way be spending less on the vehicles, the armor, the weapons they need to protect themselves and do their mission.
I am for providing the money, but I'm not for staying in Iraq for the next 10 years. And the other problem we have is that the president is crying crocodile tears because he's upset that we want to spend $20 billion more than he does on education, on health, on science. He pretends that's causing a deficit, and yet he's asking us to spend 10 times that much on the Iraqi war, which is why I suggested that if he's so all fired hot to keep the war going, then the least he can do is to pay for it rather than asking our kids to pay for it.
Pay for it by means you've proposed. If the war in Iraq is to continue, is it a 15% tax surcharge?
No, it would be a highly progressive war surtax. You would start with 2.5% or so for someone at the bottom of the income range, and it would range up to a little over 15% for people up in the $500,000 and $1 million range.
Assuming that such a thing could be passed, how much would it bring in a year?
It would bring in exactly the amount that this war is going to cost us this year, $145 billion.
Can there be a supplemental if you, as the chair of the committee, the House Appropriations Committee, don't report one out?
Pretty tough. There are two ways that people can get around me if they want to. You can have a majority of the committee sign a letter demanding that we have a meeting to report out the supplemental, or the Rules Committee can discharge the committee. I don't have the ability to control everything in this place, but the one thing I do have the ability to do is to slow down the supplemental until we have a chance to try to get the president to reconsider his decisions.
It's David Obey, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Democrat of Wisconsin. Congressman Obey, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you.